Let's Get Moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
Thank you for joining me today for Let's Get Moving. The temperatures are getting cooler, the days are getting shorter, much darker, and it's time to talk about seasonal affective disorder and those people who really suffer from the winter blues. With me today is Dr. Jason Hunziker. He is a behavioral health medical director at Huntsman Mental Health. Thanks for being with me, and talk to me for just a minute about seasonal depression. I mean, how common is it for people to get seasonal depression?
Seasonal depression is just another type of depression, but it's about 5% of adults in the U.S. will experience seasonal affective disorder, and that typically lasts about 40% of the year.
So what is it about the shorter, colder days that tends to put people in this situation?
Yeah, there's lots of theories on why people get seasonal affective disorder, but one of the thoughts is that because we are further from the equator and there are shorter days, people tend to kind of hibernate. And so we get less light, and that less light has an impact on our neurochemistry. And people tend to feel more down, depressed, socially withdrawn, those types of things in the fall and winter time.
So what should we look for when it comes to being unhealthy? I mean, a lot of us can feel down, but when is it an unhealthy situation?
Well, when we start to notice dramatic changes in our energy, like we're tired and feel heavy all of the time, like we don't want to do anything, and all we really want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. We start to avoid hanging out with our family and hanging out with our friends, and we cancel on people all of the time when for social gatherings that we would normally go to. A lot of people will crave carbohydrates. They'll start to eat tons of carbohydrate-rich junk food, which of course then can lead to weight gain, which then leads to more feelings of sadness and distress.
So when you're talking about seasonal affective disorder, is it something that mainly affects us emotionally, or is it also something that's happening physically?
It's both, because seasonal affective disorder is a type of depression that certain people get seasonally. So that's why they have it in the name. But people will feel emotionally drained, but they'll also feel physically drained and in pain. A lot of people will feel intense pain with their depression, and they feel like they can't move. Some people describe it as feeling very stone-like, or like their legs and arms are tied down and they're trying to move against that weight. So there's a lot of physical components to the depression.
We often hear it called the winter blues, but does it start much earlier than winter, go longer than winter? I mean, when does this actually manifest itself?
For a lot of people, it does start as soon as the season changes. And so some people will get it in August. Other people, it's not till the end of October. It really depends on their depression and really where you live. I think those of us that live further north tend to get this earlier as our days start to get shorter and shorter and we're getting less and less sunlight.
So what are some tips? What are some things that we can do to combat this?
Yeah, there's some really easy things that we can do. One of the first things is just get out in the sun. I think that people forget that in the wintertime when it is cold, we still have sunlight out there. And if we can get out there and just be in the sun for 15 to 20 minutes, that really goes a long way into helping us feel better. Sleep is super important during this time as well. And so making sure you have a really good sleep schedule, you keep it every day, you want to go to bed at the same time, get up at the same time, that will help us also feel well. Paying attention to our nutrition, as we just mentioned, we tend to crave things that aren't great for us. It would be nice if we craved lettuce and tomatoes and all of that, but we don't. So instead, we need to make sure we're supplementing those things. And if we can't get it in our diet, making sure we're looking at things with, you know, omega-3s, vitamin D, vitamin B, so that we're getting our body the nutrition that it needs. And then surrounding ourselves with the people that we love, making those connections, having those social interactions, those things all can help us stay well during this time.
How do our devices play into seasonal depression, or do they?
No, I'm glad you asked about that. Definitely. I think things like watching the amount of screen time that we're getting, particularly in the fall, as again, we start to migrate indoors, we sit in front of our computers or sit in front of our TVs or our phones, and that just adds to the withdrawal from those around us. And so we need to limit that time, particularly before bed, because that will then disrupt our sleep, and then it sets us in this whole cycle.
Are you seeing more people suffer from seasonal depression than in the past? Did the pandemic change things at all?
Yeah. Well, I think people are recognizing that what they thought was just this winter blues was actually depression, because I think there was a stress during that time where people were talking more about mental health. And so people were recognizing it more and saying, wait a minute, maybe this is depression. So I think we are seeing people more than we would have in the past, because we're just recognizing it more and people are seeking the help now instead of sitting at home and suffering.
What about things such as lights and light therapy? Are there lights that are made the same? I mean, we were seeing a lot of different ads for light therapy.
Yeah, they're not the same, and we need to be really careful which ones we use. So the ones that are typically used for seasonal affective disorder have a bright white light that have no UV rays, and it's around 10,000 lux. Those lights would be the most effective in helping with seasonal affective disorder. There is some new research on the blue light, but I still would go with the bright white. It's really bright. You sit in front of it for, 10 to 15 minutes at about 24 inches away from the light. You want the light big enough so that it washes over you. You don't want one of these little small lights that doesn't really get into the eyes, because you really need that. But of course, you don't look into the light either. So you want it to be able to just wash over your body and as you sit and get ready in the morning.
How much of a difference does that make?
For a lot of people, that's all they need. They need that, and they get out and do some things during the day, and that really helps them. So I think it's worth the effort to try the light. Of course, I always encourage people to talk to their doctor first and come up with a plan, because if the depression is severe enough that it is incapacitating, they need some additional help. But this would be just another piece of what would be added to the treatment.
I know every year at this time I start putting up holiday lights, and I used to think that I did so for my kids, but my kids are grown now. And I find that still surrounding myself with, lighting, extra lighting in my decor really seems to make a big difference for me. What's happening there?
Yeah, no, I think that's great. I think hanging on to our traditions like that and getting into the spirit of the season, which for a lot of people is so distressing, helps us be connected to those people around us and be connected with our memories, our families, all these other things that helps us stay healthy. So setting up decorations and putting up lights, and I do the same thing. I don't have kids at home either, but my house is one of the most decorated on the street, because it makes me feel better about the middle of this cold winter that we often get in. Like last year was really a harsh winter for a lot of us. And those types of things can be the difference in getting us through.
Right. It's something about that getting up early in the morning and it's dark and I can look outside and actually see lights, different Christmas lights, or just, regular patio lights makes a difference for me.
Yep.
So what about things like, I haven't tried this, but what about things like aromatherapy?
Yeah, there's some really nice work being done right now on particularly lavender and the effect that it has on our neurochemistry. And there are lots of groups that do kind of a lavender group that helps it's like a calming effect on people. And so I think I am all for anything that doesn't hurt us, it doesn't hurt anybody else, and it makes you feel good about yourself. And this is one of those things that I think some people find extremely beneficial, using essential oils, particularly lavender, to help themselves feel better.
Doctor, any final thoughts for those folks who may be suffering from seasonal affective disorder?
Now, I just want to encourage everybody to just go talk to your provider, go talk to your primary care doc, and let them know what you're experiencing. Call us at Huntsman Mental Health Institute and get some assistance, because these things can be managed quite simply often. And once we get the pattern down, we can be prepared every year and be ready to go, so that you don't have to suffer and you can get back to enjoying the winter season.
Doctor, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining me today.
You bet. Thank you.
With me today has been Dr. Jason Hunziker. He's the Behavioral Health Medical Director at Huntsman Mental Health Institute. And thank you for joining me today for Let's Get Moving. You can check out the podcast wherever you get your podcasts and at kslpodcast.com. And check out all of our social media. We have great health, mental health, and fitness tips and nutrition tips at Let's Get Moving with Maria on Facebook and Moving Maria on Instagram. Have a great day.